Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
Jerry Bader Show 1054. A listener has the solution for how a liberal radio station can survive. Bill Penzi can just sponsor everything. While they should reach out to him, they should reach out to him. Bill Penzi, of course, Penzi Spices, insults liberals in his newsletter, or conservatives. He's a big liberal that insults conservatives in his newsletter. Well, they should reach out to him. And there is a way to do, I mean, there are liberal business owners. That probably is your best bet. An emailer says if NPR had to compete without subsidies, they would fail as well because they would no longer have the upper hand of the free support they get over their startup competitors. And, here, this would be interesting. And what type of advertising draw would they be? I will tell you, they have the ratings numbers to where they actually should be able to get, they should be able to be commercially viable, but the emailer's point is right. They would then have to compete in the free market. And that would be a challenge indeed. You know, for every good thing technology does, there's something that just makes you want to put your head through a wall. Have you heard about this scam? If someone calls your cell phone and says, "Can you hear me?" You know what you do? Hang up. You will never... this is so frustrating. Police are warning cell phone users of a new scam. It consists of a scammer calling from an unfamiliar number, but often one with a familiar area code, and asking, "Can you hear me?" It seems like a simple question, and most people would just answer yes. In this case, however, the hacker records you saying yes and then uses the response to authorize credit card or bill charges. You say yes, it gets recorded, and they say that you have agreed to something. The director of consumer protection for the Consumer Federation of America realized people think it's impolite to hang up, but it's a good strategy. While "Can you hear me?" seems to be the most popular, scammers are using other questions that would prompt a yes response, like "Are you the homeowner?" and "Do you pay the bills?" To avoid this scam, do not answer the phone from numbers you do not recognize. Do not give out your personal information. Do not confirm your number over the phone. Don't answer questions over the phone. I think that first one. And by the way, I am doing that more and more. I'm letting calls go to voicemail on my cell phone. And they're right, though, about the familiar area code. You're more inclined to answer it if you see that familiar area code. The problem is, no phone number is familiar to me because I don't remember phone numbers at all. I mean, obviously, you know, like family, friends, coworkers, I know it's Earl because my phone says Earl. I you know, and most people do that. So if you don't already have them in your built-in caller ID, then don't answer it. All right, Earl, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the fourth most rat-infested city in America? You heard this. Oh, you guessed that and got it right? Shut up. Milwaukee. Boston, New York, D.C., and then Milwaukee. American Housing Survey based on percentage of homes reporting rats. Philly. I'm sorry, it's fifth, Earl, but you win anyway. It was my miscount. Philly, Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Milwaukee. I'm not surprised by this just because it's in the South. New Orleans topped the cockroach list with 43%. I saw a cockroach at Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans, so that one didn't shock me at all. Houston, Phoenix tied for second. Miami and Atlanta. Again, that's a lot of that is just the Sun Belt, to be honest with you. I saw a rat as big as a raccoon at an iconic Milwaukee drive-in type place. You can guess for the rest of your life. That's all I got to say about that. It's 10:59. Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.